This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
I'll throw it out there. If the Rangers somehow win games 4 and 5, show trip 6.
I got to check my schedule.
Oh, God, for God's sakes. RJ, would you like to go again at least?
I will go if Rick goes.
Had you been there, he wouldn't have been able to hold us back.
You'd both be in prison.
Oh, I got pythons.
I don't think your pythons would stand up.
I'll pose like a pig with an apple in my mouth with one of them if you want.
Day 2, you'd have a hairnet and a crop top on, I would imagine.
I'd probably have to sell you around for favors.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
And as you guys are in the throes of stuff, if you want to ask him where a particular player went to college, he can also help you out there.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Now, I thought it was a terrific first hour. Time for a little Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. But I'm sure that there are people out there that thought, something missing? Like, great, good conversation, funny banter. It had everything you were looking for. But is something missing? Rick, did you feel like maybe just there was a little piece of something that was missing in that first hour?
No, I thought the show was great. Nothing missing.
Nothing missing. Not like Ray Santiago, nothing missing.
Who cares?
This is what we're doing?
What do you mean?
Was this approved by the people behind the glass, or is you going rogue here?
Why do you care?
Oh, I care.
Why are you concerned about what I'm doing right now?
Because I don't like what you're doing right
now.
So
do you remember like 3 months ago we went around the horn?
Yes, I do.
And I asked the question, I said, who do you think the first person on the show to oversleep and miss a piece of the show would be?
I do remember that, yeah.
Well, if you were listening to Weekend Wager on Friday night with Anita Marks, she said Ray Santiago at 3-1, big winner. Welcome, Raymond, to the show this morning.
Wait, did she actually do that, or are you just saying that?
No, I'm just kidding.
You never know.
No, I know.
She had a guest on.
She had a guest on that
she broke it down to a fine powder.
That broke that down, yeah.
So, good morning, Raymond. How are you?
Oh, good morning. How's everybody doing today?
We're doing great. And this is sincere. Very worried about you when you were not here to start the show.
I was very worried about me. So I appreciate your concern. I appreciate Rick's concern. I appreciate RJ's concern. Everyone expressed real concern for me. So I'm glad. I'm not glad that I overslept, but I'm glad that you guys do kind of care. That's nice to know.
He had the worst moment that you can ever possibly have. I guess, and Raymond, you can correct me if I'm wrong, like rolled over at 4:45.
Oh, it's a terrible feeling.
It was still in bed.
Because I have so many questions about myself at that point. It's like, okay, what happened? Did my alarm go off? Did I sleep through the alarm? Did I have the backup alarm? Did somebody call me? Somebody didn't try to call me.
RJ called you. RJ texted you.
There was a lot of panic.
A lot of panic.
And then I worried, like, okay, how bad is the commute? Wasn't bad at all. Thank you, Debbie.
That's what happens.
Got here very fast.
So you got to hear the show as like a fan of the show this morning.
Yeah, it was like an out-of-body experience is what it was.
All right, but we got you back now.
I heard interesting things in those first few minutes. So, interesting perspective. Maybe we'll bring it back.
I'm surprised
later.
That we're doing this right now, if I'm being honest.
What do you mean?
I thought we were just going to pretend like this never happened.
No. And you know what? I asked him. I said, are you okay if I bring this to the air? And he's like, yeah, of course.
Man, my words were, I deserve it. This is
no, you
know,
don't deserve it.
I had the mess up. I'm the one who broke the chain, as it were, and so I deserve to be ridiculed for it.
Rick, there is no safe space on the show. All we do is cannibalize anybody that misses a read or shows up late or anything that happens. This guy missed the first hour of the show. Who are we to not bring that up? I think it's a disservice to what we claim we are if we don't bring it up.
Okay, here's how I'll break it down for you. So And I fashioned the show as like my new locker room, right? The thing I miss most about playing professional sports is the locker room. I, unlike a lot of retired athletes, have the luxury of having my own little 4-person locker room. More than that, because we got Hurls and we got Winthrop and everyone else. So like one tight-knit family locker room. Guy shows up late for practice. He oversleeps. No one says a word. What you do is you take his laundry out of his stall and you move it and you meet him in the parking lot with it. so no one ever realizes that he was late, and you don't ever speak about it.
Fine. First of all, I can't take his laundry and move it out. I don't have that option. Secondly, I said to him, Raymond, correct me if I'm wrong. I said, are you cool if we have a little bit of fun with this on air? And he said, absolutely.
Yeah, totally fine.
So I've done nothing wrong. And now all of a sudden you're the guy that doesn't want to bring things that happen off the air onto the air. Doesn't work like that, pal.
There's certain things you keep off the air. But listen, if we want to open it up, if Raymond's happy with that, then fine.
He had no issue. RJ said he thought we should bring it up. So I think you're being a baby.
No, I'm not being a baby. I'm just making sure that Santiago's on board with it, because I was going to keep my mouth shut.
And if he had said, I'm not okay with it, I would have done the same. But he gave the seal of approval, and I went with it.
Did I just hear that you said that you went to RJ for approval on this, though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean?
I'm not sure I said that.
What do you mean?
I thought we were kind of, you know, you asked Ray, and he was kind of put on the spot, but I thought I was kind of in line with Rick. I thought we were just going to
for God's sake,
keep it moving.
So I'm the bad guy here.
You're not the bad guy. I mean, you know, Ray gave consent, but we'd made it this far. I thought we were kind of in the clear, you know?
You're never in the clear.
We would do this. Well, it'd be tough to do the same for you, but we would try.
What do you mean you'd do the same for me?
We would say,
what would you possibly do? Just play my drops all morning until I woke up?
We could buy you about 3 minutes.
Listen, you made it sound like it was a group decision, and clearly Rick wasn't involved, and you tried to say RJ was involved, but he actually wasn't. So
I asked RJ before, and he's like, yeah, no, I think it'd be funny. And now all of a sudden he's backtracking and backpedaling.
It's prison rules. We put him in prison for like 5 minutes in the first segment, and now it's prison rules in the show. All right.
This is what happened. Now you know when you eventually do end up in prison, you can't trust this guy. You cannot trust this guy.
Hey, Dave, in prison? No, I'll sell you out in a heartbeat in prison.
Dave, where'd your toothbrush go? No, I lost it. And then before you know it, it's in your back. Shanked.
Roommates. I would not do well in prison. I've established that.
Take it!
All right. So welcome, Raymond, for your 2 hour DiPietro and Rothenberg this morning.
You thought that Raymond would have had like 5 or 6 lines after Dave like barely made the show when he took on the
last week.
The other day. Barely made it.
You know, I did it again today.
Will you stop?
No, I didn't oversleep. I turned off the snooze, but I was fine.
Well, yeah, because you have Sherry sleeping next to you, but you're taking advantage of this. What happens if Sherry is not up now one of these times?
No, she didn't wake me today. Today I didn't fall back asleep. Last week I was so tired I fell back asleep.
I don't know how you would with everything to talk about today. Rangers win. There's
a lot going on. And not only that, I got the French Open right now.
Oh, you're in heaven right now.
Oh, I got Osaka and Anisimova going on right now. I got Taylor Fritz is on the court. It's all happening.
My guy won the PGA Championship yesterday, which is nice.
There was a collapse, I heard, in the PGA.
Oh, my God. He must be sick as a dog. Sick as a dog.
Who is this, the Pereira fellow?
Oh, yeah.
He really had a crumble, huh?
Yeah, it wasn't great. It was not great at all. Poor guy.
You feel awful for him, huh?
Yeah, I feel bad. I mean, it's tough, those moments, man. I mean, first time being in that moment, pressure of leading going into 18, major championship, oof.
Did he just, he collapsed?
Well, no, I mean, he hit his tee shot into the water. And then it was downhill from there.
How do you sleep? Like he must have been up all night, right?
Had to be.
He could have woken Santiago this morning. Right?
I don't know. If I were him, I wouldn't be of sound mind to be making any phone calls to wake
up. You would lose
up.
Your mind, wouldn't you?
Oh, my goodness.
Would that haunt you forever?
Forever.
Yeah.
I get haunted by like an under-17 championship still that we lost.
Which is what, 25 years ago?
Yeah, because the other team decided to go into our locker room the night before and check all our sticks for legal curves without us knowing.
So they checked your sticks, and then, like, heat of the moment, they called you on it, and they got power plays?
Yeah, we were up in the game. All of a sudden, whistle blows out of nowhere, and they take my stick for an illegal curve, which I didn't even know goalie could have an illegal curve. I don't think our trainers did either, because they didn't have the... I mean, why else would you allow me to have a custom stick that has an illegal curve? So they bang me out, power play. Whistle again, boom, another guy on the team, bang him out. So now it's 5-on-3. It's not like we had other sticks. Those were our sticks. They measured everyone's stick.
Now what happens if you have an illegal stick and they call you on it and they get a man advantage?
You take it.
And then what stick do you play with?
Your backup, which is probably the same stick.
So they could just challenge it again?
Yeah.
Just keep challenging you?
By the end of the game, I had our backup goalie that day. His name was... His name was Rob. His name was Rob
Andrade Idolo.
And he was like 6'6", and he shot the opposite hand of me. That's the stick.
That's the stick you're using?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it still haunts me to this day.
All right, let's get back into this Josh Donaldson story. We'll kind of try to play it in sequence, in order of how this happened. So he called Tim Anderson Jackie, and then he tries to explain his way out of it. Here's his explanation of why he called Tim Anderson Jackie.
First inning, I called him Jackie. Let me give you a little context of that. 2019, he came out with an interview and said that he's the new Jackie Robinson of baseball. He's going to bring back fun for the game. 2019, when I played for Atlanta, we actually joked about that on the game. And I've said it to him in years past, not in any manner than just joking around, but the fact that he called himself Jackie Robinson. If something has changed from that, my meaning of that is not any term trying to be racist. By any fact of the matter, it was just off of an interview that what he called himself. We said that before, we joked about it, he laughed, whatever. As you could tell in our series that we played, there were multiple times where I tried to defuse the situation. Like I took responsibility for the tag, wasn't trying to do anything there. Today, just trying to defuse it, like, hey, like, make light, like, we're not trying to start any brawls or anything like that. Obviously, he deemed that it was disrespectful, and if he did, I apologize. Like, that's not what I was trying to do by any manner.
It's hard to believe that. You know, it is. It's hard to believe that he was just trying to have fun in a heated moment. Why would you do that? In a heated moment of a game, Rick, do you just try to have fun, or do you try to dig under somebody's skin?
Well, no, I would imagine that if we're not buddies, that I would be trying to dig under your skin and I don't really like you, and we're going back and forth, that I would find, you know, different ways to aggravate you. I just don't think in that moment, like, just in general, like, that's a no-win proposition, though. Like, that, you find something else. Like, even if you think he's a clown for comparing himself to Jackie Robinson, like, you just, like, you're not buddies. Like,
if you would have come out and said, you know what, you're a clown for comparing yourself to Jackie Robinson, I think that's better than what he did.
Well, but even it's like, if we're teammates, right? Like, if this was me and you on a team, and you, like, you were Tim Anderson and I was one of the guys on your team and we were buddies, and I heard you say that, and then all of a sudden it became a running joke in the locker room, like, hey, you know, Tim, why would you compare yourself? That sounds ridiculous. And then we were joking, but we were friends. That would fall a lot different than someone that I don't really like very much.
They don't like each other. They had a heated moment a couple weeks back at third base where Donaldson kind of pushed Anderson off and it got a little bit heated. You had another heated moment. I'm sorry. You don't all of a sudden start to be buddy-buddy joking with a guy when you're having heated moments. So here is Tim Anderson on what Donaldson said to him.
Yeah, he just made a, you know, disrespectful comment. You know, basically, was, you know, trying to call me Jackie Robinson. Like, what's up, Jackie? I don't play like that. I don't really play at all. I wasn't really, you know, bothering nobody today. But, you know, he made a comment, and, you know, it was disrespectful. I don't think it was called for.
I disagree with Tim Anderson a little bit. I don't think he was calling him. I don't think he was calling him Jackie Robinson. I think he was poking fun at him for comparing himself to Jackie Robinson. But yeah. I don't think, but again,
maybe you're right.
But in my opinion, now, like, why even do that though? Like, you don't, like, it's like, why even go down that road?
Right. Now, even if you're right, now it's up for interpretation. Why would you put yourself in a position where it can be interpreted that you're a bad guy?
Or how he's going to feel about it, like how he feels about you saying that, like, you're not buddies with him. Like, there are things I'll say to you that I wouldn't say to just, you know, some.
And I get and the same thing in reverse. But there's not somebody that I don't like. Like, listen, they don't like each other. If there were, there's really not many people at the station I don't like. But if there were someone I didn't like, I couldn't even if it was joking around, which I don't think it was. But even if it was joking around, I couldn't say that stuff to them that I could say to you.
No. Exactly right. I just don't, like, and we'll see what happens. I just thought it was pretty telling for me, not, like, listening to both sides of it, listening to Josh Donaldson trying to put it into context and explain why he did it. I thought the reaction from Aaron Boone was for me the most telling about how this whole thing is being viewed.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Raymond, when you look on our World of Calls map, how far west do we go?
That'd be Portland. Portland, Oregon.
So we don't go into the Pacific Ocean at all.
I cannot say that we've ventured into the Pacific yet. No.
Until now. Rick, guess where we're going for our next call.
I'm going to say, so we're west of Portland. I mean, are we Hawaii?
We are Hawaii. Aloha, Nick. How are you?
Aloha, guys. How's it going?
It's going great.
Man, I appreciate both of you guys, and it's pretty crazy calling in and getting RJ on the phone. I listen to you guys every morning on the – I was doing it on iHeartRadio, but I have downloaded the app, so now I'm a fully app official out here in Hawaii. So.
Nice.
Well, welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah. And just with this Donaldson situation, I absolute bonehead move by him, but I just think it's more of him trying to get under Anderson's skin. The guy's a hothead. But you just wish at that point, like, Donaldson would just realize what uniform he's got on, act like a Yankee. They're, you know, they got the momentum going into the weekend, and why would you give the White Sox any reason to, like, solidify any kind of thing going on? They weren't hitting well the last series, you know, and I think it's just a bonehead move by Donaldson to even get these guys fired up, and then you see the results of losing that game and then going into, you know, the next day and you know, losing again, so...
Twice.
He's dumb, and he just needs to realize what uniform he's got on. That's where I'm at.
Be better. Good call, Nick. Appreciate it. I think you're right. And Donaldson is a hothead. We've seen that in the past.
Yeah, but that's the fine line, though. A guy like him, I mean, that's the same like that in hockey, right? Like, you have one of those guys, like kind of like what Domi did at the end of the Rangers game, is that, you know, you use, like, you know, a guy like that will do stuff like that to get his team going, but at the same time, you know, it could work the other way where it gets the other team going.
And it sure did. Listen to Anderson's teammates. First, let's take a listen to Liam Hendricks on Donaldson's rationale after the game.
Yeah, that's completely inappropriate. And then after hearing what was said after the game, usually you have inside jokes with people you get along with, not people that don't get along at all. And so that statement right there was complete. But then again, my feelings towards the individual in question are pretty well documenting the fact that we don't get along.
So people don't like Donaldson.
I didn't realize Sean Marks played for the White Sox.
That was Liam Hendricks. He's Australian.
A gorgeous accent.
It is really nice, isn't it?
Fantastic.
But I mean, this is what's going to happen. I mean, teammates are coming out to defend Tim Anderson.
Well, of course, there's teammates. I just don't like it. Listen, I'm all for trash talking and everything else. I just don't know why you would use. Like Liam Hendricks just said, like, I mean, if you're not buddies, like, why would you use an inside joke?
You wouldn't. And I think if they were buddies and he was messing around, he's like, all right, Jackie, I don't think it would have been that big of a deal. But because they're not, I think it takes on a completely different connotation.
Yeah, and I mean, you put yourself in that spot where it's like, I mean, I don't know. It's just not. It's not the right thing to do. It isn't. And now he'll have to, he'll have to
deal
with
the consequences. You think he gets suspended?
He probably should, no?
I think he will, yeah. I do.
I mean, that thing could have got real ugly. Like, that whole situation could have got really ugly.
Yes. Yes, it could have. Here is Jeff Passan, of course, ESPN baseball analyst. He kind of wonders if Donaldson will be disciplined here.
I think the question at this point is Josh Donaldson going to be disciplined? Tim Anderson did say in a 2019 interview with Sports Illustrated that he feels like he is the new Jackie Robinson. But the reality is there are plenty of times in life where people are called things that they don't like and they don't say anything about it. And then eventually they just get sick and tired of it and get angry about it. Tim Anderson found it to be offensive and found it to be problematic. And when you are bringing up somebody who has as wonderful and has earned a reputation as Jackie Robinson does, and doing so in a manner that can be seen as derisive, it's wrong.
So I guess the question is there discipline? And I would say there probably will be.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see what happens. I just don't like it. I'm sitting here trying to get into the mind of like a Josh Donaldson, why he would even choose to go there. Like
You're not going to be able to.
No, like well,
to
what,
come up with an answer.
It just doesn't. It makes no sense to me.
No, you won't be able to. So we go from Hawaii to the big rig, and we bring in Kevin. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate it. What do you got today?
So when Rick was telling his story about teammate being late running laundry out to help him out, reminded me of a brilliant move by some teammates back in the day when I was playing college baseball. During the fall, preseason, we'd have 6 a.m. gym workouts. And if anyone was late, the entire team got punished. And punishment running is way worse at 6 a.m. than in the afternoon. So a couple of guys that lived off campus were running late. And in a brilliant move, they slashed their own tire, changed it. And then when they got to the gym late, they brought in the flat slashed tire to avoid teammate punishment running. Brilliant move.
Wow.
I love that. That's a good teammate right
That's
there.
That's being really committed.
Well, you have to be at that point. Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna lie, I mean, you got to be committed to it.
Yeah, their tire wasn't flat. They slashed it. They told us all about it later on, on a Friday night and stuff, and they were all dirty and they brought in the not flat, but slashed tire. They were smart enough to not deflate it. They were smart enough to make it look like a blowout.
Brilliant. Really,
that is brilliant.
Yep. Good call.
Well played by them.
That's what you should have done, Santiago. Slash your tires.
I don't think I'm going that far.
Or just showed up and then we just pretend like it never happened.
It seems like a lot of work.
Can you imagine if it was like Costanza just walked in this morning like, hey, good morning, RJ. How are you? You ready to get rolling? It's 6 o'clock. Okay. And I got the rejoin ready to go. And he just didn't even acknowledge that it was late.
For a second I thought that's the direction you were going, but...
That's where I was headed, Santiago. You know that.
I asked you, are you okay
you
with
did.
It? You said, yeah, sure,
you
have
did.
Fun with it.
You absolutely did.
I didn't... Raymond, did I bully you?
No, you did not bully me.
I asked you, had you said, you know what, Dave, I'd prefer not to, do you think I would have made mention of it?
I don't know. Probably. I went punting. I don't know.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
If the Rangers win, this is more than fair. Santiago, we had this conversation when you were fast asleep this morning. I said if the Rangers win game 4 and 5, we do a show outing to the Garden for game 6. And, of course, both these guys would refuse to commit.
It's kind of sad. What do you want me to say? I mean, we're here. Every day.
Barely. I mean, you just showed up an hour late. Now you're going to start criticizing me for wanting some extra sleep.
Yeah,
here we go. Listen, I've got an excuse. I'm traveling from far away, and I had the very extensive game yesterday. That game at 3:30 threw me off, clearly. It's a lot
going on. I said that
to
Dave. Dave was very – we're all very concerned. And I said, listen, I bet the 3:30 game, because he used to doing the game, come to the studio and sleep, and 3:30 threw him off. He was all hyped up, didn't fall asleep right away.
Couldn't fall asleep. It was rough. Then when I guess I finally did fall asleep, I slept like the dead because, again, slept through alarms, slept through calls, texts.
How did that happen? How many alarms do you set that you slept through all of them or you turned them off?
I have one and a backup.
And they both went off, and you just turned them both off?
No, I couldn't have turned them off. They're on my phone, and, my phone is... kept off my person when I'm sleeping. So
wait, but wouldn't you wake up at whenever? And were they going off when you woke up at 4:45?
Apparently, they were still going off.
They were still. So you were. I mean, my God, this poor guy. He needed to sleep so badly. He's sleeping through alarms.
Well, he doesn't sleep. Do you want one of my poorly behaved chickens? That can you can use that as a
It sounds
a
like you don't have trustworthy chickens.
I do.
You don't have trustworthy
chickens. Get you a
rooster?
If the thing crows, you know, at 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah, go for
you
it.
You could train it. You have an alarm chicken.
Or not even an alarm, just he comes over and starts pecking you at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Or a rooster, whatever you want. That
would probably have the same effect.
Just pecks you in the nose until you wake up.
Get a big cock to wake you up in the morning?
All right. Hello. Free Range Radio is coming your way in 7 minutes. I have a place I'd like to take Free Range Radio this morning. But why don't you tell people about Free Range Radio quickly here?
Let me compose myself.
You know who's getting a call 801 today?
You?
Yeah. How could you let that happen? Sorry. I'm just going to fall on the sword from now on. Sorry. I got to be better. You're right.
All right, so Free Range Radio, it's a Monday. A lot of stuff happened Friday before, after the show, Saturday, Sunday, and you get a chance now. You pick up your phone, 1-800-919-3776, and we'll talk about anything you want to talk about. Anything. Absolutely.
Anywhere you want to go.
Anything.
Anywhere you want to go. You being a bad teammate, Santiago sleeping. We didn't mention RJ's big run this weekend. I wonder if
I'm
you guys even know what he did this weekend.
I'm an excellent teammate.
All right.
I still can't. Like, why are they, like... I was listening to the K show too, and I mean, to say that K's not better looking than Pete Davidson, come on. But that's nasty.
But women adore Pete Davidson.
They love him. Love him. I don't. Is it a looks thing though?
Women love funny men to begin with.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, a lot of comedians like that have like a really dark though too.
Well, I didn't hear this conversation at all, but I certainly wouldn't sit here and say that Pete Davidson is better looking than Michael.
No,
even if you want to say like it's a close contest, like those guys were just saying clear and obvious that Pete Davidson is better looking.
Clear cut.
No, I think that's a terrible take.
They teamed up on poor Michael. It's the most hurt I've ever heard Michael.
What'd they do on poor Michael?
No, that's what they were saying. Like he was hurt. He couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was offensive.
Yeah, and then of course you sided with him when it came to. We'll get it.
Cassie did. Cassie was in the car listening. She said, "I think Michael is better looking than Pete Davidson." That's Cassie, not me.
Oh, okay. And how did Cassie feel about what? I'll get into it in a few minutes. I don't want to tip my hand yet. All right. Yesterday, Yankees were bad yesterday, huh? One run,
offensively,
18 innings.
No. Yeah, not good. No bueno.
No. Aroldis Chapman was awful yet again.
That's the thing, right? I mean, that's the thing to be concerned about. Not concerned, but I mean, that's...
I think concerned is a fair word.
Well, I mean, I'll keep saying this to you. Like, are you concerned do we all realize that they're not beholden to Aroldis Chapman being their closer? Like,
firstly, now he has an Achilles issue, right? At what point do you put him on the shelf? And if you knew he had an Achilles issue, why are you bringing him in a tie game in that situation?
Well, maybe the Achilles injury is a product of the lack of success there in the ninth inning, maybe.
You think
like, hey, by the way, my Achilles is bothering me a little bit.
You think that was a homemade excuse?
Or convenient excuse. Give him a minute. Like, I mean, listen, quick IL stint. Give him a minute to try to figure this thing out.
Can we take him out of the closer's role and let him get himself right in the sixth or seventh inning, though?
Oh, get himself right in the sixth or seventh inning? I don't know about that. I don't know how that lands.
So you're just going to continue to trot him out there every time you have a one-run lead? To do that?
No, I think they already, I mean, they already showed you, I mean, that they have faith in Clay Holmes.
Holmes right now is just, he's a better pitcher than Chapman.
Okay, yeah, and I think they realize that.
All right, so let's turn the page and let's move on from Chapman as the closer, at least for the minute.
Well, you just lost Chad Green, too.
For the year, yes.
Which is a big loss. And you're going to, I know it's not affecting you now, but then he'll get in Tommy John too.
Right. No, those are obviously big injuries for the Yankees.
But the pitching was good. I mean, Nestor gives you a chance to win again. So then you know you win that game, and then yesterday Tyone was good, and Severino. I mean, I don't know how he did
it. Yeah,
he was in a bunch of different trouble, but he found his way through it.
He did. But you scored one run in 18 innings. Aaron Judge supplied the only offense. And your bullpen was not great. So again, the losses are not overly concerning because I think both Tampa and Toronto lost yesterday regardless, but you know, the Yankees bullpen has been so good. You'd figure there'd be a moment where it wasn't, but I don't know. Just yesterday didn't. I mean, it was an unimpressive day for the Yankees.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, it's only the second series that they've lost. I mean, I think it raises some questions, right? I mean, going back to, you know, the Yankee, you know, the Yankee fan, the Yankees just in general feel like this is a team that could win a World Series. So what would, you know, what could potentially hold us back? And it's been kind of the same thing over the last couple of years is that, you know, all of a sudden postseason, good pitching, it's, you know, the Yankees struggle with really good pitching. Right? I mean, is it Kopech retired the first 17 he faced?
Oh, he was terrific
last night. So, I mean, there's something to be said about that. I wouldn't be overly concerned about it, but...
No, I don't think you panic. And now if you are concerned or overly concerned, you get the Orioles for your troubles.
Correct.
Which is
nice.
A nice way to get right quickly.
Yeah, which is what it should be.
Here is Aaron Boone on the Chapman Achilles issue at the moment.
He was getting some treatment on his Achilles. I just felt like when he was moving around, he wasn't moving around great out there, but, you know, he wanted the ball.
Do you think that Achilles is the issue, why he's having some problems out there?
Look, I think today, to me, he didn't look great on his, you know, his legs with that. So I think that was probably an issue today.
So I don't know
it's the scary part with him, though. It's the scariest part with him. And you usually know early. It's just like once he can't locate his fastball, it's touch and go.
Yeah,
you start to get nervous.
He's a little bit of a worry. He is. I still think.
But they're not
going
to let that stand in his way, though. They're not going to let that stand in their way, though. He's gone after the season. Yeah, he's gone after the season. And if they have to move off him, they'll move off him. I mean, you'd like to let. I mean, it's so early in the season right now. You'd like to, you know, give him the opportunity to figure it out because you know, you'd rather have him going and Clay Holmes going at the same time as opposed to, you know, just Chapman's just you can't rely on him at all, right?
Well, right, because if Chapman is a guy that you can't rely on whatsoever in the big moment, now that's you've lost Green and now in essence you'll have lost Chapman.
Yeah, that's the last thing you would want,
right? And then now you're down two guys, so that's bad news for the Yankees. But overall, I mean, again, losing the series not the major concern. One run in 18 innings is not an attractive look, though.
No, it's not. But, again, I mean, this is only the second series that you lost. So I'm not going to sit here and get panic over it.
No, nor should you. All right. I think people have some laundry to air. I think conversation might become a little difficult, but it's what happens right here on Free Range Radio.
It's unpredictable.
I saw a picture of his body.
Oof. It's dangerous.
Uh-oh.
And it could get someone fired.
Then Bubich comes in and he shuts them down.
That's a good name.
It's Free Range Radio.
Fully naked. Naked.
And it starts right now.
Thought you were still sleeping there, Santiago, for a moment. Free Range Radio brought to you by the fine people at Jackpocket. All right, let's get to a call or two first. Then I got to bring out what I like to consider the big guns and what was to say troubling would be an understatement. Let's go to Marco in Brooklyn. Marco, good morning. You're on Free Range Radio.
Good morning, Dave. How would you compare yesterday's Ranger win to the Game 7 1994 against the Devils?
Very funny.
How would you compare last night with 1986 Game 6 against the Red Sox?
Good for you, Marco. That was well done.
Was that it?
Yeah, he was just messing around. I thought that was funny.
No, I thought it was funny, too. I thought there was going to be something like that. That was just a lead-in.
You thought that was it might have been. I think Santiago hung right up on him, though.
He hasn't eaten breakfast yet. He's probably a little bit agitated. Aggressive with the button.
Very aggressive. 1-800-919-3776. By the way, speaking of Free Range, how about this? Did you guys know that RJ Santillo ran a sanctioned race this weekend?
No, I didn't hear anything about this.
RJ?
I mean, it was a 5K. It's not like it was...
So?
Yeah, but for your tiny little legs, that's like a 10K for
normal-sized
people.
Oh, my God.
You know, honestly, it is...
Oh!
Honestly, it is more challenging. If I were Rick's height, I would have been at warp speed. I might have won the whole thing. All those lost steps.
Did you finish top 10?
Top 10, no. There were 700 and something people. Did not finish in the top 10.
Were you top 300?
I finished 87th.
That's pretty good.
Not bad. And I don't really do running. It's not really my thing.
Now, your wife also ran in this.
She did.
How about this, Rick? She said, are we gonna run together? And he's like, are you crazy? He's like, I will be gone the second I can jet away from you.
Well, I said, you know, we're going to, because you got to wake up early for these things. And so I said, you know, we don't really do running. We wanted to do it. There were some other people. And so I said, if we're going to do this, we're going to actually, you know, go out there and give some effort. And she said, well, you know, I'll run until I'm tired and then I'm going to walk. And I said, we can't walk. Why are we waking up at 5:30 in the morning to walk? There's no walking. So I said,
So how quickly did you run the 5K?
24:32.
All right, so you're an 8:10 mile. And how quickly did Ange get this thing done?
She was pretty good. 32 something.
So did you have breakfast waiting for her when she finished? Like she was a full 8 minutes behind you.
There were delicious bagels.
Oh, were there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that is what a sight.
Well, I really enjoy, because it was a 5K. I mean, it's 3.1 miles. But there's people after that. You know, you'd think they just ran the New York City Marathon, and they're just stuffing their faces like double fisted.
Do people put on like the white coat things that the marathoners do? Silver thing?
No, they don't. And I've never even done a 5K. So, but there's people just, you know, double fisting bagels. It's like, I think you just already went over the calories that you burned in the last, you know, half hour. But, you know.
That's very funny.
Go for it.
All right. I mean, so we get the call on the Rangers and the funny little quip, and then we get the 5K and we have to go here now. And this is, I mean, this could be a fracture in the show that we never rebound from. 1-800-919-3776. So Rick was on the K show on Friday getting into the hockey, right, Rick? Really breaking down the Rangers and the Hurricanes.
Yep.
But it went off hockey for a moment, and they asked you about if Don leaves for the Devils, what then happens with you? And to say it became troubling would be a tremendous understatement. Here is the audio from the K show on Friday.
If, in fact, Don got the Devils job and left the show, how quickly would you call Dave to say, I'm out, I'm joining Kay and Peter?
I'd probably just throw him a text. I'd probably just send a text, probably.
Really? You wouldn't even dignify him with a call.
See ya!
No, because he got it. I can't deal with the emotion. You know how emotional he is. You saw it after the Rangers game. This guy's, he's bossing Adam Graves around, and then he wants to go for pizza, and then from pizza he wants to go to see naked ladies.
Hard bodies the other night.
He wanted to go to a strip club?
Yes, he's an animal.
Wow.
Wait, he did?
Yes, he wanted to go. That's where it was headed.
I'm done. Turn the music off now.
You're not done. Stop.
Turn the music off. I'm done. I'm not doing free range.
Yeah, baby.
How am I a baby? You don't want to do the show with me. The second your boy toy Michael K comes calling, you're out. And you know what? I'm not the only one who should feel a way about it. RJ and his little legs, Raymond and his snooze button. Everybody should feel a way about this. We don't sit back and allow this to happen. We stand up and unify and fight as one. Bring in Grasso. You want to go?
Here we go.
Go. Go!
Here we go.
Bring in Grasso. Bring in Damer. Bring in Marks. Bring in Hardesty. I don't care who it is.
You called Damer a turd like 2 weeks ago.
Well, he acts like a turd. But
well, you guys
you know
can't
what?
Work together.
At least he's a loyal turd. Gordon Damer's a Weasley little turd. At least he's a loyal Weasley turd.
For now.
You are unbelievable. And you know what? And this is sincere. This is not for I don't even think you'd be good on the K show.
Oh, here we go.
I don't. I don't think you'd be good. I think it would just be you saying, oh, Michael, let me kiss
you. I heard you on Saturday. I heard you on Saturday. You went in like there was going to be this big argument between you and Kay. Why don't you like me? And then it turned into a love fest. Oh, Michael, can I keep you for two more questions, please? I don't want to hold you up.
First of all, I was ready to go after him. He called and apologized and said what was being told to me was not true. So don't turn the tables on what's happened here. All right.
You want
to leave the show. I mean, Raymond, all you do is chime in. There's not a segment that goes by where you're not popping your microphone on and interjecting. And now he says he wants to leave our show for the K show, and you say nothing?
Why are you attacking me over this? It feels like this is between you and Rick.
It's between all of us and Rick.
I mean, I understand that Rick's got to have career ambitions. He has things he has to shoot for. If he thinks that the Michael K show is the way to go, then go. Then I wish him the best.
You know what? Why don't you?
He's been a great teammate.
Even if Don leaves, even if Don doesn't leave, why don't you just become a fourth on the show? Peter barely talks anyway, so you'll just be the third, and you'll box Peter out.
Well, let's go back in time. Should we rewind that Friday and what happened earlier in that week?
What happened?
How disrespectful you were to me?
Oh, stop it.
I do. You saw that you have your former, the first love of your life, Mike Maniscalco, who's the voice of the Hurricanes, your first radio partner in Carolina when you were a young journalist, have him on. And you knew I was jealous about it. And what do you do? What did you do? Tell everybody.
What
did you do?
What I accidentally called you Mike earlier in the show?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, you know what? You said to me live on these airwaves in our 5 to 8 a.m. time slot, you've said I would never leave. What happens if they come calling? It doesn't matter. I would never leave you. You and I or Thelma and Louise, I would never leave. Michael asks you, what would you do? I wouldn't even text him. Because you need to disparage me? Because you don't care for me? Because you don't want to do the show with me? Well, I want reasons. I want answers now.
Well, I would say I would call you, but you don't answer your phone when I call anyway, so why would I waste the time?
See, look at you. You just fine. Then go.
I'm not going anywhere.
Then go. Well, I think you should.
Oh, no. Now this is what you want to do?
Well,
now you
want to break up the show? This is what you've established. If you want
to
go so bad,
I'll take the week off. I'll take the week off, and we'll see how you do by yourself. With the special little guest host you want to bring in. See how many drops
the tables on.
See how many Dave drops we get over the next 4 days.
You want to go do the show with Kay? We know that. Would you even dignify Dave with a text? Would you call? No, nothing. Fine, it's fine. You know what? You'd give me the boop, is what you would do.
I would never give you the boop, but I couldn't deal with that raw emotion.
Give me the boop.
Be sad.
It's fine, whatever. You know what? And that free range radio, it started as free range radio. It ended as just a disaster. Brought to you by the Jackpocket app. Play official state lottery games on your phone. Download the app and get your first Mega Million or Powerball ticket for free using code ESPN. Must be 18 or older to play. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, wants or needs help, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. Visit jackpocket.com/TOS for terms of service. I can't, I mean, how does Cassie not just berate you after you say something like that?
She wasn't happy with it. I wouldn't use. I shouldn't go as far to berate me, but she wasn't happy with it.
Good, because she thinks that you're. You know what you are? You're Benedict Arnold is what you are.
No, stop.
Yes, you are. You're John Andre is what you are.
No, I'm the best teammate you've ever had. Stop yourself. I'm not going anywhere.
Until Michael refuse calls. It. Don leaves. Kay comes calling. You opt out. That's what happens.
Not going to happen.
Okay, whatever.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.